Welcome back to the Marion County Midday Magazine. It's now time for Let's Talk Pella. My guest today is Jill Vandevort, Executive Director of the Pella Convention and Visitors Bureau.
All right, Jill, so the big day is upon us. We've got tomorrow, well, actually today, people are coming through Monroe, headed over to Knoxville. They'll spend the night, and then tomorrow morning we'll be seeing riders come in to Pella. What is some of the details that we should be aware of for Rag Bride?
Well, actually, we plan to see quite a few of them even moving in tonight because our hotels are all full, campground areas in the Lake Red Rock area will be full as well. But we will be set and ready to accommodate them with vendor foods, activities, water fills. Everything will be set up completely ready for them by 6 a.m. tomorrow morning. Our performances actually start on the stage at 8 o'clock. However, we'll have music in many different parts of the community already starting at 6. So we're looking forward to having them. You know, it's been a long process of planning. However, I think we feel pretty ready. We've worked so closely with the city of Pella, and I can't thank them enough. They've just done everything that they could to make this a successful event, and we hope it comes out that way tomorrow.
Well, I know it's the case in Knoxville as well, and I'm sure in Monroe, and definitely here. It's been a long process. Just kind of let people know, how long have you been working on this stuff? I know I was involved in a lot of it, and you've been going even further back.
Well, we actually talked to the Rag Bride organizers actually back in October. We submitted our bid to be a pass-through community last August, so almost a year ago. In October, they talked to us about the fact that they really liked our bid. They had not been in Pella for a long time, and they really wanted to see the bikers come through our community again this year. So we talked to them ongoing, and then the announcement was, of course, made in January, as it always is, towards the end of January. And I feel a sense of pride in that they worked us into their travel plans for the cyclists. I mean, staying in Knoxville and Oskaloosa, but swinging up here through Pella, we couldn't ask for a better plan for our community. Like I said, the impact of dollars will be great because our hotels are booked mostly for two nights on both sides of the travel day, so as well as all those people spending monies downtown tomorrow. So I think we're very lucky that our community was able to host it in this fashion.
Here with Jill Vandevort, Director of the Pella Convention and Visitors Bureau. What differentiates a meeting community? Because I know that's something that we are, but some of the other communities around us are not.
Well, as a meeting community, we actually accommodate anywhere from 1,000 to 1,500 additional support vehicles, meaning those vehicles that travel with the riders. They have extra bicycles, they have supplies and so forth with them, any repair kits that they might need along the way. We also, as a meeting community, do accommodate a medical mobile unit. This is provided by the University of Iowa in the event of injuries. There's someone that can attend to them. Might be minor injury, might be major injury, but we do have things lined up with Pella Regional Health Center as well and have them on alert in case of emergencies tomorrow. Also, as a meeting community, we do have bicycle repair shops that temporarily set up in our community. There'll be three of those available, and that way riders can get repairs done along the route if needed as well. So because we're a meeting community, we are hopeful that with those support vehicles here, people might spend more and maybe pick up items, purchase items, because they'll have their vehicles here to transport them for them rather than on their bicycles. So a lot of positive things about being a meeting community.
All right, so now to the good stuff. During the news segments, I've been highlighting some of the vendors who are raising money for various organizations and whatnot. What are some of the activities? I know we've got a zip line, correct? What else do we have going on here in Pella? And maybe touch on that zip line.
We do have a zip line. That will be located on the east side of the square. And we want all our local residents to take a challenge on the zip line as well. It's only $5. The zip line revenues will go back into the budget of this event, so that will help offset some costs. We do have a number of games going on in Central Park. A couple creative ones that we've come up with is Ring the Tulip. We also have a game called, it's a wooden shoe float, and it's called Float Your Boat. And just a silly little game that I think the riders will enjoy being a part of. We have wooden shoe relays with the yoke and bucket races, so they'll be trying to transport water in their wooden shoes with the yokes and buckets that we use during the festival. We have the 21-person bicycle downtown. That is now owned by Work Systems, so they're helping us with that project. We also have a number of photo ops around the community, photo ops with Wyatt Earp, photo ops in Dutch costumes, so we'll have a full array of Dutch costumes for people to put on. One of the really fun things that one of our local industries has helped us with, Precision Pulley has created an amazing bicycle sculpture windmill that is currently placed on the Tulip Toren, and everyone should take a look at that. There's a story behind it. A couple gentlemen there put a lot of effort into that as well. So we're excited to have people taking their photos there. And I just think there's a lot of different things around the area that they can participate in and enjoy while they're here in our community.
Well, you mentioned that fantastic sculpture, windmill, whatever you want to call it. I actually have some pictures up on the website. So if you're hearing this, go to canicareless.com. But it does not do it justice. You need to come up and see it live in person. I know that you guys collected some bikes for that. How excited were you to see what they were able to turn that into?
Well, it was quite interesting because one day we went and there was just a heaping pile of old bicycles that they had just started to tear apart into pieces. When we put out the shout for old bicycles to be donated, people really responded. And I know that they're going to have a lot of them probably to dispose of after that as well. But just the thought process, it's not just an ordinary Dutch windmill. It is also, in a combined effort, an agricultural windmill. So they've kind of put both those components into the thought of building the structure. And there's a ladder on it. It's just a really neat story. And we're very proud of the two gentlemen that put their efforts into that. But along with Precision Pulley Incorporated, I just want to also give a great big thanks to Vermeer Corporation. They are providing all of the equipment and the cable parking for the bicycles, which will be on the west side of the square. And we have been working ongoing with Pella Corporation. Mary Vanzani and her team of volunteers have put together a lot of fun that will take place just outside of Pella Corporation's main entrance at their headquarters. And the mural on their front building is fantastic. It's beautiful. Everybody needs to see that as well if they have time.
All right, two quick questions left, and then we'll let you get back to planning. I know you're very busy today. One is, when is the next time you would anticipate bidding for RagBri? Typically, communities get every 10 to 20 years. It's been about 12 or 13, I think, for Pella. So when can we expect another exciting roll through Pella?
Well, I jokingly say after I retire. But now that we will have this information and this organization in place, I don't think it would be as difficult, obviously, to have it another time. Just like a tulip festival, when you kind of have that plan in place and things flow together for you, you have that kind of base to work from ongoing. So I don't think we would have any problem with maybe 4 to 5 years from now that we would submit another bid. RagBri used to be very particular about trying to focus, you know, a north route, a central route, and a southern route. And they've kind of been a little bit off route on that, in that they've kind of jogged it here and there and so forth, depending on how the bids come in. So I think we would definitely bid on this again. I hope the community feels it was good for them. The vendors feel good, the nonprofits, as well as the businesses and everyone that will have some impact from tomorrow's event. I hope for them to want to have this event again someday as well.
We talked about the pride that everyone's had in getting this put together now that we're here to the final day that we can just enjoy it. Last question is, how much pride do you have seeing it all come together? I know you've got to run out and get some final pieces put together for this, so it's a great time, just like Tulip Time is year in and year out. But I want to give you an opportunity just to, you kind of thank some people, but just talk about the pride, as you're probably as much involved as anyone else.
Well, you know, first thing this morning I was out putting some temporary signs up around 7 a.m. And on the downtown square, every city parks worker, I'm swearing that they were all out there. They're blowing the sidewalks. The street scrubber is busy everywhere. There's people mowing. Everybody's really priming up for the event. And again, Susan Canfield, co-chair, and myself cannot thank our volunteers, my staff here and co-workers here at the chamber, as well as every component of the city. Shane and Chief at the police department has been so helpful and so accommodating. And, you know, it's a team effort. We all have to play our role in this. Doug Riggin has been great. It's just Chandler, he's calling every now and then with another good idea. That young man has a lot of good ideas, and I'm glad that we have him on our city staff so I can share those ideas from him and build new events from them and so forth too. But if we didn't have our residents on board and our volunteers on board, we could not make this happen. So we thank every single person that has been a part of this, because Susan and I could certainly not have done this alone.
Special thanks again going out to Jill Vandevort. This has been today's Let's Talk Pella. Stay tuned to the Marion County Midday Magazine. Today's official Weather Eye Meteorologist forecast is next.